Hey, parents, you know it. We're coming down the stretch of the school year, but that also means the weather is warming up and your kids' academic motivation can wander. So what should you do if your child has a bad case of spring fever?
Joining us to talk about it, Ann Dolan, former teacher and founder of Educational Connections Tutoring. Great to have you back with us, Ann.
Thank you, Hillary.
So give us an idea of what parents really need to know about spring fever.
Oh, gosh. Well, I tell you, it's important to know that motivation will ebb and flow throughout the school year. And this is a time when kids are more focused on counting the days until summer than they're studying. And, you know, parents are losing steam as well. So one thing you can do is to reestablish those old routines that may have worked really well at the beginning of the year, like a bedtime and a time to start homework. And for homework, it doesn't have to be an exact start time, because every day is a little bit different, but in general, kids should be starting their homework before dinner if possible. Starting on the early side really reduces procrastination, and it gets kids to bed at a decent time.
So you spot your kid drifting away. What's a parent to do then?
Well, certainly chunking works well with many students. So instead of saying, you know, go do your homework and expecting that your child sits for a period of time, a long stretch of time, and gets it all done, may not work, especially this time of year. But if you can encourage them to use a timer for short periods, like 10, 15, 20 minutes, then take a break, about 2 minutes, and then set the timer again, that will help them to power through. So you can get a kitchen timer, or I love a product called Time Timer. It's a small timer that uses a red disc that disappears as time elapses. And that visual is what really helps kids.
And we only have 30 seconds left, but how much does social media impact their focus?
You know, a study in Science Daily just found that kids that use Snapchat and Instagram a lot while doing homework actually didn't perform as well. And that makes sense because their attention is split. But kids that use social media to actually communicate about their homework had slightly better grades. So social media, if used in the right way, can actually be beneficial during homework time.
Oh, interesting. Thanks so much, Ann.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Ann Dolan, founder of Educational Connections Tutoring.